Cardiologist Chaleshi Nkande Price has one of those hyphenated names and a hyphenated title to match. She's a physician researcher when she's not caring for patients at the University of Pennsylvania. Nkande Price is in her research laboratory.
I'm going to list 6 conditions, okay? And if any of them are relevant, you just say yes. So, has your doctor ever told you that you've had a heart attack?
No.
Stroke?
We specialize in natural hair, weaves, braids, cuts, color.
For a couple days each week, Nkande Price sets up her lab in Tracy Johnson's hair salon, Trey Chic Hair Studio in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania.
Stylist or psychologist / hairstylist, so we could talk about any and everything, relationships, children.
African-American women develop heart disease at twice the rate of white women. And once black women have heart trouble, they're more likely to die from it. That's disturbing, but frankly, old news and incomplete.
Black women being more obese, black women having high rates of diabetes, but there was nothing out there saying the why. It was actually when I was at the hair salon myself and I was sitting under the hood and I heard stories about health, stories about family, stories about solutions, and I thought the truth is here.
Nkande Price is convinced that if she can just speak with enough women, she'll figure out how to better sell them the healthier habits that she's hawking. Habits that can lower a woman's risk for heart disease. In the downtime between getting her hair washed and coiffed, 28-year-old client Shaveen Green agrees to share her story.
I think there's a stigma about telling people your business, you know. some people just aren't okay with that. Or, you know, I think culturally it's like, you know, it stays in the family. What happens, you know, in our house stays in our house.
So if there's diabetes in my house, it stays here. If there is the inability to eat healthily, it stays here. Could you imagine if we shared the knowledge? Because I'm hearing stories of black women that are making it work.
At the salon, Nkande Price pushes a little by asking the same question several times in different ways.
Let's talk about the gym. Why were you able to go to the gym on that day?
My best friend, we go to the same gym, so I find it easier sometimes when, you know, she's going, I feel a little bit more motivated to go as well because I have a gym buddy. We just went together.
In the clinical setting, we don't ask that. As doctors, we tend to just say, do you or don't you exercise? And then when someone tells us the answer, we give a prescription, you should exercise more.
And that's the kind of insight Nkande Price is hunting. Ways to do her job better. And ways for the health system to work better.
If the thing that we learn from this study is we need to ask better questions, well, maybe those could happen in the waiting room. Maybe it could even happen online before you get to the doctor's office.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.